B. C's Civil Resolution Tribunal has awarded a man $5,000 after his Grindr date posted a video of them having sex onto social media and OnlyFans more than 2 years ago. The amount is the maximum damage claim available through the tribunal route of BC's new Intimate Images Protection Act. The act, which rolled out at the end of January, gives people a path for recourse if an intimate image or video of them is shared without their consent. In a ruling published on June 7, tribunal member Micah Carmody determined that while the subject of the case had agreed to being filmed, he had not consented to the video being posted online. The BC man, identified as JG to protect his identity, had been visiting another province when he met up with the claims respondent, RC, after the two connected on the dating app Grindr. RC filmed the two of them having sex in his bedroom and later sent the 5-minute video, which included their faces, to JG. What JG didn't find out until much later was that RC had also posted the video to his OnlyFans and JustForFans accounts, as well as clips to his multiple X or Twitter accounts. OnlyFans and JustForFans are content subscription sites most commonly used by sex workers who produce pornography. While RC only has around 100 subscribers on those accounts, he has over 100,000 followers on one of his X accounts. Carmody wrote in his decision that it is impossible to know how many times the video was viewed. He also noted that while it was shot and uploaded in another province, the fact that JG found it online while residing in BC is proof that it was distributed here. This, Carmody said, gives the tribunal sufficient jurisdiction over the case. R.C. didn't dispute that JG should be compensated, but asked that it only be $2,000. In deciding on the full $5,000, Carmody referred to intimate image court cases where victims were generally awarded between $45,000 and $85,000 for compensatory damages alone. He noted that most of those cases involved revenge porn, where the intimate images were weaponized by a former partner, so couldn't be directly compared to the case before him. But, Carmody said, it is very likely that JG would have nonetheless been awarded far more than $5,000 had he gone through the provincial or Supreme Court system. Applicants may choose to go through the civil tribunal because it is far faster and simpler. Given this, Carmody said he had no difficulty determining that JG should receive the full $5,000 award. The applicant says it is horrifying to know that a video showing him having sex, with his face shown, has been on the internet for over 2 years. He says although the video has now been removed, the violation continues to cause him mental distress in general and anxiety around sex and intimacy, specifically. In addition to the damages, Carmody ordered that RC ensure the video is fully removed off of any sites, de-indexed from search engines and deleted from his personal devices.